It's the Maria and Chad Show. Each and every Friday morning, we go live to Hollywood to find out what movies are worth spending your hard-earned dollars at the theater this weekend. And we say hello to Cecily Nobler, who's on the line. Good morning, Cecily.
Good morning. I'm bowing for no reason because you can't see me. I'm bowing.
Are you wearing your nightgown this morning?
Night pants.
Oh,
no,
nice.
No. She's wearing her crown and cape because she's a princess.
All of it at once. Let's start with First Man, true story of astronaut and hero Neil Armstrong. So, of course, you think Ryan Gosling, right? That's the first person that comes to mind.
Yeah, one step for an actor that already has too much money.
Well, also, you know, you kind of assume Gosling will, like, gain a little weight or lighten his hair or makeup will do something to make him look, I don't know, a little like Neil Armstrong, maybe?
Yeah.
Studios realize we have Google, right? Like, we can see what Neil looked like. It was, at best, a young Ed Harris. And at worst, sort of like later in life, a better looking Wallace Shawn. If I'm, you know, and that's not bad. He's very good looking.
Was Neil Armstrong Southern too?
I feel like somewhere in the Midwest, and I'll get to that. It's
okay.
Funny you say that. But they just doubled down with Ryan Gosling and just like, we'll just put more mascara on him.
Oh, geez.
It's from a director I love. It's the same guy who brought us La La Land, one of my favorites in years, as you know. I loved it.
Yes.
But for me, he did not bring the magic this time. It had moments, but it's such a drag. And every time Neil was with Buzz Aldrin, who was played excellently by Corey Stoll, you think, Buzz is the more interesting of the two. You kind of are. I was sitting there going, I think we'd make the movie about that guy right now.
Well, he did do Dancing with the Stars. I mean, that's something.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And they're both amazing heroes, like, no doubt about that. They both deserve a story. But you mentioned the accent. So Claire Foy, who's English, and I've mentioned this before, plays his wife.
Yes.
And there's literally a line where she's like, Neil, you need to be more present for our children. I'm looking around at the other critics like, why are you not paying attention? And they're all just like leaned in like, oh, amazing. She's amazing. The good news is it's meticulously made. I mean, every shot really is beautiful. And there's especially near the end, I don't want to give it away, but I think we know what happens.
So this is a fictional movie? We didn't actually go to the moon?
It was all fake. They get into that, so that would not be interesting. No, but there are some shots at the end that are beautiful, but I'm way below the curve here. This is getting Oscar buzz. People are loving it.
Huh.
I'm going 3 out of 5 glasses of Tang or a C. I'm going C.
I like the way you rate that one with the Tang.
I think I'm going to rate everything with Tang for no reason.
Let me tell you, when I saw the trailer for First Man, I was not into it, so I'm hoping what else is in the theater this weekend?
Well, also we have Bad Times at the El Royale. This is with Jeff Bridges and John Hamm.
Ooh, that looks good.
The cast is amazing. Such an undertaking. Big themes in this, a lot of twists. There's stuff that doesn't work. It definitely feels more like a play. But I have to tell you, I laughed, and it made me think. And I mean, I never think or laugh, really. It's very long. It's like 2.5 hours, as is First Man. They're both an hour too long easily, especially this. But I liked it. And I know this is going to sound like a low grade, but remember, I'm tough. So I'm going C++ with strong B moments. How about that? It's still worth seeing, but it's like, it's not an A, but it's above average.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, and lastly, really quick, we have Goosebumps too. And there's an old saying in Hollywood, and you guys have probably heard this, it's been around forever. If you have nothing nice to say about Goosebumps 2, don't mention Goosebumps 2. It's that specific. Isn't that weird?
Okay. I remember that saying, from a childhood.
I think I've seen that on a bumper sticker.
This did not screen super wide. I missed it. There are critics that saw it, and the buzz is not great. But again, it's Goosebumps 2. You're not supposed to say anything. Please keep in mind, I did really like A Star is Born. That's, of course, still in theaters. And we've got big, exciting stuff coming up. Really big stuff. So until then, I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.